Hello and welcome to the Valley Church Pause Podcast. These episodes are designed for you to use as part of your weekly spiritual rhythm. The goal is that you would use these episodes to pause, to slow down, and to be with Jesus. With that in mind, if you happen to be listening to this episode on the go, in your car, or while you're doing something else, I'd like to humbly invite you to put down whatever it is that you're doing, or to wait and listen to this at a time when you aren't doing anything else. Because the goal for these episodes is not just that you would listen to what we say, but rather that you would participate in the practice of slowing down, breathing, and just being in God's presence. Today, we're going to start with a few minutes of silence, and we're actually going to work through an entry in Emotionally Healthy Spirituality Day by Day by Pete Scazzaro. It's a devotional guide through something called the Daily Office, which is just set times during the day to be with the Lord. And we're going to work through one of these passages together as our time together. So let's begin by having 3 minutes of silence. And if you'd like to do breathing prayer during this time, that would be great. So I'd like to invite you to find a quiet place by yourself, sit upright, and begin paying attention to your breathing. Make sure to breathe deep from your diaphragm, slowly, allowing your abdomen to rise and fall easily. You don't have to force it. You don't have to breathe quickly. And as your thoughts kind of start wandering off to all the things that are going on in your life, just calmly bring them back to your breathing. And as you inhale, ask God to fill you with His Spirit. And as you exhale, just release your worry, your anxiety, your stress. And you can continue in this silence or breathing prayer for a few more minutes. The scripture passage in this day's entry is from Mark 10, verses 41 through 44. When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all." When the ten heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all." Pete Scazzaro writes this: "Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is an upside-down kingdom. The disciples kept thinking of the worldly model of power over people rather than Jesus' model of power under, to serve." And then he quotes from Henry Nouwen: "It seems easier to be God than to love God. Easier to control people than to love people. Easier to own life than to love life. Jesus asks, 'Do you love me?' We ask, 'Can we sit at your right hand and your left hand in your kingdom?' Ever since the snake said, 'The day you eat of this tree, your eyes will be open and you will be like gods, knowing good from evil,' we have been tempted to replace love with power. Jesus lived that temptation in the most agonizing way, from the desert to the cross. The long, painful history of the church is the history of people ever and again tempted to choose power over love, control over the cross, being a leader over being led." We are then asked to consider this question: what might be one way you can let go of power and control, and in love, choose to serve someone today? This question will be our focus for our time of listening in today's pause. So we're going to leave a few minutes for you to ask this question and then just be quiet and listen to the Lord. What might be one way you can let go of power and control, and in love, choose to serve someone? Go ahead and listen for a few minutes. This entry in Day by Day ends with a prayer that I will pray now, and I would ask you to join me in praying this. Father, you know how much I struggle with trying to love some of the difficult people in my life. I find it easier, like the disciples, to exercise control and have power over people. Fill me with your power so that I can choose to serve and love the people I encounter this day. Fill me with your power so that I can choose to serve and love the people I encounter this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us for this week's pause. We hope that it's been just a blessing to you and a gift. And our prayer is that God's presence would be the thing that sustains you and comforts you through whatever comes next in your week. And if you enjoyed today's episode and would like to do something similar to this every day or a few times a week, the book that we used is called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality Day by Day by Pete Scazzaro. It's a 40-day journey through the daily office, and I would highly recommend this be a part of your spiritual life. Usually these entries in the daily office end with a few minutes of silence and stillness, and so that's what we'll do right now. We'll leave the music kind of playing, and we'll let it fade into the background while you close your time here with silence and stillness. Thanks for listening.